This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Horses receives preferred pricing at our Nissan stores in Newport Richey and Crystal River and our all-new Moss Family Chevrolet on Dale Mabry and Carrollwood.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we start out tonight broadcasting live and in living color on a Wednesday morning from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting across America on our great radio stations playing our show, and thank you very much for doing that. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too for their service to America. And to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics too, keeping the vehicles running out there on the highways and byways. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at the Captain's at Captain's America. All right. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle. All right. And let's see. We got to work on Kyle here for a minute. So hang on, and I shall be right back.
God bless us with this land. Let's set aside our differences and make America great again. America, a motherland free. We'll not give up this country that easily. Some look at us as if we're weak. The sleeping giant just woke up. We're on our feet. We still believe in the American dream, and it's something we demand. There's no other place on earth that's greater than this land. America, come on, the brave and free. We'll not give up this country that easily.
That's Bobby Palermo leading us in here, and let's go to Kyle Warren. Kyle, are you there? All right. Well, we don't have Kyle yet, so I have to figure out what's going on there. But let's just tell you that coming up here, we will have Kyle Warren on the program. Now, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight, including what took place with this big scandal that's out there, this education thing. Laura Ingraham let her show off last night like this.
Huffman was tweeting this photo of herself, demanding respect and equality. You see that hashtag about our daughters? I guess that equality, though, wouldn't apply to the girls applying opposite of her daughters for the same college slot. Well, here's how I see all of this. There was a time when colleges used to mostly admit on merit, mainly test scores plus athletics and extracurriculars. Then they started various legal forms of corruption, legacy admissions, lowered standards for athletes, admission for big donors, and, of course, affirmative action. But this latest bust takes the corruption to an entirely new level, where the elites played the process, turning what was a partial scam into a full-scale racket. Once college admissions is perceived as a scam, well, guess what? It attracts scam artists. And the solution is to bust these scammers, but also to reconsider the legal schemes the elites have used and abused for years, which only hurts the hardworking, qualified kids who deserve admission, like the prosecutor said. The reputation of elite colleges was built on merit, and these institutions were envisioned as rungs for those with the qualifications to climb up that ladder. They were not supposed to be clubs for the elites. Now, we need to return to the principle of merit-based admission again. Make the lawbreakers pay in this case, but also it's time to look at the institutionalized abuses of the admissions process across the board, especially since a lot of these schools are being subsidized in one way or another by the taxpayers. And that's the angle.
Well, that was Laura Ingraham, and that's the way she started out last night. And this education thing, this big scandal they got going on, we've all known that influence has been involved in a lot of different things when it comes to athletes when they've gotten into different schools on scholarships over the years. We've heard all the reports, but now these are everyday students just wanting to get in from influential families into schools like Harvard, or maybe they wanted to get into USC or something else or whatever. But anyway, there you go. All right, and here comes the music up in my ear, and we will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting across America from Tampa, Florida. Don't forget, it's all about we, the people here on this program, and we'll be right back with more. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Avenue, St. Pete Beach. Update your entertainment calendar each week right here on AM 860, The Answer.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast overnight here, live and in living color from Tampa, Florida. Let's go to the telephone line. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, it's one of those interesting evenings here.
That's right. Live radio.
Yeah, but let's talk about Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. He says he's going to give the 2020 presidential run a shot. That's a quote coming from the Hill.
That's right. Evidently, you know, he's been talking to some of his people on the Hill that he's known and interacted with, and evidently told one lawmaker, "I'm giving it a shot." So that, I don't know how exciting that sounds when someone talks about maybe running for president, but certainly when Joe Biden gets into the race, that will be a game changer to a great degree. But I'm wondering, though, Captain, if maybe his time was actually maybe 4 years ago, or pardon me, 2 years ago to run for president, because he's going to come in not only into a crowded group of presidential candidates, but also a group of very, very far-left and progressive presidential candidates to a great degree. So he may have a hard time finding his place.
Yeah, and he was at the International Association of Firefighters convention yesterday. They were hollering, "Run, Joe, run, run, Joe, run." But it didn't necessarily happen that way, you know, and we'll see what happens. I mean, maybe he'll get in and it'll make things interesting. Who knows? But right now it's weird, to say the least, with what we're seeing and hearing.
Well, it is a little weird because, you know, he's got to take his time in making that decision, because otherwise he's going to be part of this sort of weird crowd of Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and Spartacus and the rest of them, Elizabeth Warren and so forth. But Joe Biden certainly, I mean, he's got a much larger prestige because he is the former vice president of the United States. So he'll have to navigate that. And he'll also have to contend with sort of just being Uncle Joe. And making those kinds of comments and faux pas that he makes, a lot of times it gets laughed off, but in this day and age, who knows?
Now, the other thing is, you've got everybody and their uncle, including the ragman, I guess, in the Democratic side running for president right now. The more the merrier, I guess. I don't know how this is all going to play out when we finally get closer to the primaries. Yeah, but Bernie Sanders, again, a lot of people are saying, well, how can Bernie Sanders run? He's not a Democrat. You're right, he's not a Democrat, but if you remember right, back in 2016, he changed his party affiliation to Democrat so he can get on the primary ballots in the states that he was in. Otherwise, he'll be an independent and he'll be all by his lonesome.
Right, yeah, and he will definitely switch when and if the time comes for him to do that. And Bernie Sanders is another interesting character, to say the least, because he was a phenomenon back in 2016, of somewhat of an unknown commodity nationally, but now, of course, is a brand in and of himself, and he's going to have a hard time as well competing with Kamala Harris, with Medicare for All, and the general thrust of Elizabeth mm-hmm. Warren's ideas, and
all right.
so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to listen again to something that we got right here. This is an audio clip, and this came from Fox yesterday, so let's give a listen to this.
Got to get this in here. The 44th mayor of the city of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, he's penned a very lengthy piece in the Atlantic talking about the Democrats' hard left turn and how it could reelect the president. Here's the headline: How not to lose to Donald Trump. A winning 2020 candidate needs three things: authenticity, credibility, and viability. In that piece, he writes this, Charlie. I'll go to you first on it. Earth the Democrats. Republicans are telling you something when they gleefully schedule votes on proposals like the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and a 70% marginal tax rate. When they're more eager to vote on the Democratic agenda than we are, we should take a step back and ask ourselves whether we're inadvertently letting the political battle play out on their turf rather than on our own.
I'm loath to agree with Rahm Emanuel on anything, but he's exactly right about this, and this is the situation the Democrats are in right now. And as Tom pointed out, if this is a referendum on socialism versus American freedom and American ingenuity, President Trump is going to win. And the difference between this year and 4 years ago, among the differences, is that you have, and of course you also have Nancy Pelosi talking about trying to scrub any impeachment talk. It's all exactly the same thing, where you have these party leaders trying to pull their party back towards the center, and you have these far more exciting characters dragging the party far much farther to left. Very vocal.
So does it scare you more that you agree with Rahm Emanuel, or are you going to agree with me right now?
All right, well, this is a panel they were having back and forth yesterday, and of course Charlie Hurt was one of them. Of course, you had Sandra Smith, she was the host of the show, and then you had Leslie Marshall. So it's interesting the way they were saying it, but I want to finish what Leslie Marshall had to say here, because what she says at the end, she's not exactly telling you that this is all part of what the problem was, but she is telling you that maybe they've gone just a little bit too far to the left. Listen to this.
Last week I wrote this very thing. Rahm Emanuel stole my thunder. Last week I wrote this for FoxNews.com about how the party being pulled to the left is repeating what happened in 2016. We had the Bernie Sanders are, you know, Bernie or bust.
Exactly
folks.
Right.
We had Bernie sitting there pouting. I was looking at him in Philly at the DNC, and all of his people, poor Bernie, he's not up there. I can't vote for Hillary. It split the party. What happened? Donald Trump became president. We're going to have a repeat of that in 2020. We have different players, and it's going to come down to the AOC group, and again, the Bernie supporters over perhaps
it's
Joe Biden supporters.
Like the writing's on the wall.
I do think that I worry that pulling the party too far left is going to alienate.
Yeah, it's going to alienate the moderate centrist Democrats, the independents, and the Republicans that are disillusioned with Trump. Which means, guess what? They're either going to vote for a party or they're going to come back and vote for Donald Trump, right?
Well, right. Yeah, I think there's going to be a real stark contrast, and I think the American people like it when they have a stark contrast. Certainly back in 1980 with President Reagan, Ronald Reagan running against Jimmy Carter, there was some pretty stark contrast. But of course, the idea was very, very different back then. President Carter in no way resembled Bernie Sanders and or some of these other characters that we see nowadays. But still, there was enough of a choice there for people to say, we want things to go a different direction. And Reagan was able to capitalize on that. President Trump has the economy on his side, and now he's going to have the very basic freedoms that we almost take for granted, our constitutional rights that are really on the chopping block here. If you get authoritarian, you hear the word socialist, but you can easily replace that with authoritarian.
And, you know, hate seems to be finding a home on the left because if you have to pass a resolution saying we in the House won't tolerate anti-Semitism, what does it say about you in the House when you don't blame the person that got it all started and you leave them out of the conversation?
Well, it's fear. I'll tell you that much. It's fear that Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib, that they'll all start in their organizations, they're going to, you know, start coming after the leadership then.
They already are.
Yeah, I mean, the things that Omar has said, not only about President Trump, obviously, we all know that she's anti-Trump, but the things that she even said about Obama, there's nobody going to be out of the sphere of their kinds of political attacks, and I think that's very telling.
And, of course, this whole Omar affair is illustrative of identity politics, the pursuit of political power that demands some sort of cultural Marxist create an identity while others abandon theirs. And the key is everybody plays nice on the noxious intersexual playground, and I don't see that happening to you.
No, I think that part and parcel of the far left and the new Democrat Party, as it were, is to divide people along racial lines, whatever lines they can find.
And who started that? Who started that?
Well, I think it goes back a long way, but
Barack Obama, the great divider, started all that. He was playing identity politics, and he was very good at it.
Well, sure.
And people need to understand that. They need to start understanding how this all got started.
Yeah, but they're making him look like, you know, real tame compared to what these new folks are really wanting to do. I mean, it seems to be bubbling up from some place that we haven't seen before, in terms of the hatred and just the ongoing just viciousness that we're seeing from the far left.
By the way, good morning to Al up in Nebraska. Good morning to Richard the Marine. And, you know, when we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here in a little bit, there is one whale of a snowstorm and a blizzard headed in their direction up there. And I'm telling you, Kyle, you ought to be glad you're sitting where you're sitting tonight.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here in the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, where it's a nice, comfortable night. And I'm glad that I'm walking around and don't need to have a heavy coat and I don't need a snow shovel. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal authorities have arrested dozens of people as part of a $25 million scam that helped actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and other wealthy Americans get their kids into elite universities. Brandy Kay reports.
Court documents say Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, allegedly agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the University of Southern California crew team, despite the fact that neither daughter ever participated in the sport of rowing. And according to one of the daughter's own YouTube posts, she didn't care much for school either.
But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Their parents have been charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Geico, of course, is spelled G-I-C-O. And your local Geico office can find you help for coverage for more than your car, your vehicle that you drive, your car or your truck, because they offer coverage for motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs, and they'll even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. So check them out online or look them up in the phone book, Geico, G-I-C-O, Geico. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers right now, and they insure me. Geico, G-I-C-O, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we can all agree to disagree, but when it comes to Venezuela, I can't imagine how these people are surviving there and why they haven't already rioted, and I mean rioted, because they got no food, right?
Right.
They're basically living out of garbage cans and whatever it is they can find to eat, right?
Yes.
And now they have no power. It's been 4 or 5 days, right?
That's right.
Now they have no gasoline because with no power, they can't pump the gasoline unless they got the old-fashioned hand pump. So a lot of people have no gasoline for their vehicles. And on top of that, they can't sell their gasoline to anybody because they can't get it from point A to point B. Some $360 million in revenue when it comes to gasoline sales, purified gasoline in their country, cannot be sent overseas or anywhere else right now.
That's right. This is a total meltdown, a total breakdown. We understand now that the power stations, they're going down. People are being told simply stay home if they're a worker there. These power stations, they operate evidently on hydroelectric power generation, but the Maduro regime only says there was some fault at these different stations.
Yeah, they were attacked by the U.S. with an EMP.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, exactly. And
that's what they said. That's what he said.
Oh, that's what he said. That's,
yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but the whole situation is, and I have a quote here from someone quoted in an article about this, saying, "We're going to arrive at a moment." This is from the New York Times. "We're going to arrive at a moment when we're going to eat each other," says one of the residents of Caracas's Chaco.
Silent Green.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's literally with the looting and the other protests that are going on, you can't have this kind of pressure cooker for very long before it really does turn ugly. And the people here, Captain, have been so victimized by Maduro and victimized by socialism in general. And even Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, is talking about this in response to the terrible conditions that are now going on. Can you imagine being without your electricity for many days in this kind of situation? It's not the kind of thing where, okay, well, you know, they're working on it. It's going to get, you know, after a hurricane, it's going to, you know, people that we've already pre-staged people to try to fix this, you know, we're on it. This isn't the case in Venezuela. There is no end in sight.
And they were in the sewer trying to find out where the drinking water pipes were so that they could get drinking water out of the where the pure water was running along with the sewer water.
I mean, this is so terrible because we're talking about human beings, we're talking about the result, of course, of the greed and the lust for power and all these kinds of things. And Venezuela, of course, many years ago was doing quite well, and they have these resources and the natural resources, oil and gas, this kind of thing, those markets, which should make for a very prosperous country.
Well, it's been going backwards over the last two or three decades. It's been getting a little worse, as their spiritual fearless leader passed away, and Maduro took over. Then it went to hell in a handbasket. But here's the other thing, Kyle. The Maduro government is blaming Guaido for all of this, and as they start to get a little bit of power, they're putting more pressure, trying to make it look like Guaido's behind all this, and that's just not true. They have the power grid there, the same type of grid, the older system that they had in Puerto Rico, and we all know how that worked out.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, of course, they're trying to put, you know, political blame onto Guaido, but Guaido is the recognized leader right now by many different countries with the possible
60 countries around the world.
That's right, with the possible exception of Russia and Iran, for example. So that tells you all you need to know on that. But they're hopefully, I mean, everyone around the world is hoping and praying for an orderly transition. But Maduro continues to dig in, and the people are suffering greatly.
Now, there's a breaking story on the sidelines here that's coming off a back page, not a front page, about General Michael Flynn. He's scheduled for his sentencing trial. You knew that, right?
Right.
And he's asking for some further time as they are investigating some of the improprieties that took place with some of the lies that were made by some of the witnesses caught up in this investigation within the investigation with Page and McCabe and that bunch. And it looks like as if General Flynn may or may not be working his way out of being charged with anything at all here.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. We sure are amazed by this testimony that's coming out, as you mentioned, from people like Lisa Page and so forth. You know, it just calls into question so much of what's going on with Mueller, squeezing people and trying to get him to sing or compose, as Alan Dershowitz is fond of saying. And so, yeah, there's a lot more to be found out here, and this testimony that's been released is absolutely devastating.
Right. And by the way, Tucker Carlson, years ago, before he was on television, and I believe he was still with the Daily Caller setting that up, and it was a blog or something like that at the time, didn't have quite the notoriety it did. We had a shock jock down here in Tampa called Bubba the Love Sponge, and Tucker used to call into his show quite frequently, and they used to get into some conversations, and he used to go, you know, right to the deep edge of radio, because Bubba, for some of the comments that he made over the years, was taken off the air because some of the stuff he said not only got him fined, but got the stations fined that he was on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently some of the old audio has been dug up by the left going back 10, 15, almost 20 years, and they're trying to use that as a crutch to get Tucker Carlson off the air right now, playing it to the sponsors, this, that, and the other. But to that I say, who cares?
Who cares? You know, it's obviously there's a movement against Tucker Carlson by many of the left.
Well, they don't like him because he tears them apart every night on the television. He brings liberals on there and then rips them apart.
Well, exactly. And it's so difficult for many of these guests that he has on for them to try to make some kind of coherent case for ridiculous nonsense. And he is calling them on it. And of course, it's angering and making a lot of people on the left uncomfortable. But here's the thing. This is why we live in the country we do. We get to say what we want to say, even if it sounds ridiculous.
You mean like, Omar?
Just like Omar. I mean,
she compared President Trump and President Obama and said one is human, the other really is not.
Yeah, I mean, that is just reprehensible. This is, again...
And she's not dissuading in her detrimental conversations either. I mean, she's not saying anything pro-American.
Well, no. Now, obviously, you know, we do have a freedom of speech in this country, but what she is demonstrating is that even though she's free to say the kinds of horrible things she says, that she's not fit to be in the House of Representatives as a result of these kinds of things. There is, I mean, this, we are supposed to conduct our business on a professional level and these kinds of things. Yes, it's all political, and politics gets, it's not pretty, it can be very nasty sometimes, but I think that sort of goes beyond the pale, don't you, to say that someone is not human? I mean, that's too far.
Well, the people of Minnesota need to understand that they elected somebody that is just absolutely not an American. I mean, they don't stand up for America. You won't see this woman waving an American flag. You'll see her waving a Somali flag and dressing up and acting like as if she's someone from another country, which is what she does quite regularly. But unfortunately, you want to come here, you want to be part of our government, you want to be part of our system. For God's sakes, assimilate into our system. We want to hear somebody stand up and say, God bless America, not God, you know what, America.
Well, no, you're absolutely right about that. And again, you know, she's showing the voters and showing the country. And here's the thing, Nancy Pelosi, for all the differences that I and you, of course, would have with Nancy Pelosi politically, Nancy Pelosi has got to try to get the reins of power back.
She has lost control.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and she may be the last line of defense on this kind of thing. She did not have a great margin of becoming speaker again, but the Democrat brand is being destroyed by people like Omar.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. Tell us how to hear your show.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we're going to come right back with our highway and byway report. And it's a humdinger, I'll tell you that, a humdinger.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, tell my mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound to Cuatro Bandit Run.
All righty, well, we're going to go eastbound and down, load up in truck, and we're going to start out there in Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and L.A., and we're going to come east. We'll take a look at highways I-90, I-94, I-80, I-70, I-40. And ladies and gentlemen, you got a problem coming your way because a big old storm system going to the east out of the west coast is rapidly intensifying over the plains today and tonight and tomorrow. Blizzard conditions are expected from the front range across the central and northern plains. Travel will be dangerous to say the least, if not impossible in some areas along the interstate. Several severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds and tornadoes. Large hail, heavy rainfall will be out in front of this system. Dan Mann, who's going to be coming on the show here in a minute, is telling me he's going to get some rain over there in Indiana. But behind the rain is dense fog right now as the temperatures start to drop, going from the warmer to the colder. And we'll get to all that in a minute. But the weather right now through Thursday night, across the plains, including the lower Mississippi Valley, is not going to be pretty. So up on I-90, coming out of Washington State, going into Idaho, looking good till you get to Montana, then drop the curtain on everything because you got snow almost two-thirds of the way across Montana. Then you've got a little bit of rain in the mix where there's some warmer temperatures before you get back into the snow again, because by the time you get back into North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be in areas where there's going to be a blizzard warning. Now, that blizzard warning also is in parts of southeastern Montana. Colorado tonight, Wyoming tonight, you got a problem. You got a real problem. First to Wyoming. Coming out of Utah, a general snowfall in the Salt Lake City area, coming across I-80, then taking I-80 into Wyoming, you will drive right into a winter storm warning, complete with high winds and about a foot or more snow till you reach the Laramie, Cheyenne areas, the higher elevations up 25, and you could have as much as 2 feet or more of snow and a blizzard warning across most of South Dakota. Rapid City, you're in big trouble tonight. Nebraska, the western one-third of Nebraska, including where Al is right now, you have a winter storm and a blizzard warning for you. I-80 is going to get very difficult to try to travel on. You've got a winter storm watch out in front of it over towards Omaha right now. And to the east of North Dakota in Minnesota, heavy, dense fog reported in a lot of areas. The same with Iowa. Heavy, dense fog. There's also some rain in the mix in the southeastern part of Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. And again, you've got rain intermixed with fog in Wisconsin tonight. You've got rain in Northern Illinois, which is transforming over into Indiana. You've got rain in the western part of Michigan. High winds down below that, Missouri, western Tennessee, down into Arkansas, down into northern Mississippi, and rain down there in the northwestern part of Mississippi along the river tonight. High winds across most of Texas, most of Oklahoma, most of Kansas, and again, New Mexico, winter storm warning in the mountainous areas there. Albuquerque up on I-40, you're going to have some difficulty going west. And you're also going to have some more difficulty as you get out into Arizona. Flagstaff, a general snow. Kingman, Arizona, general snow, and a lot of high winds. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And Moss Family Automotive has got four dealerships to serve you. They've got one in Newport Richey. They've got one in Crystal River, where I'll be on the 23rd from noon to 4 p.m. And they've got one in Homosassa Springs and one in Tampa. So Google them, Moss Family Automotive. Remember those four words, you serve, you save. All right, to Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Are you ready for more snow?
I hope not. I pray that.
Are you going to be the guy that's going to put an ad in the paper, wanted snow shoveler? Apply in person?
Third world country, immigrant preferred.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Well, there's two things I really wanted to talk about tonight because you had a pretty interesting conversation with Kyle Warren. One, I would tell any American that would listen, you better look at Venezuela. Because if you don't watch it, that's what you're going to look like.
That's right.
But before we get there, there's a rather recent history that we could look at and say, that could be us before we get to Venezuela, and that is going to be 1930s Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to do some bloodletting before we get there, and it's not, it wouldn't be that hard to see.
Now, see, we used to study that in school. I remember studying that in high school. I haven't heard anybody even mention that.
But I think that is what it would look like before we get to Venezuela. I heard the former director of Greenpeace say that they're crazy, the left. You know, if we were in the same position Venezuela is right now, there wouldn't be a tree left in the United States because you'd have to cut it down for heat and cooking if you had that. How many skills the modern American has never learned or has forgotten, whether
right.
it's cooking from scratch or sewing or whatever? It would be terrible. We wouldn't want to see it. There's not going to be another country to come in and occupy us, such as China or Russia. We'll do it to ourselves really well. But as Richard Toombs once said, any civil war is just basically one form of society against another form of society, and we're very close to it. And like I said, when the Democrats have their own militia called the Antifa movement,
yeah.
those thugs, they got one more thing the Republicans don't. I'm not saying for the Republican Party to arm or anything, but it could happen. We are moving so far apart from each other, we don't even resemble each other anymore.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. Mm-hmm.
Second, Biden, what he said, you know, is going to give it a try. You know, if he could get that nomination, which I don't think he can do.
Going to give it a shot. That's what he said. Give it a shot.
That's
yep.
what it was. I just don't. If he could get the nomination, I think he would give Trump a heck of a run for his money.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I mean, you would have to get you wouldn't know who the president was until the last precinct in Pennsylvania was counted, and he would be hard to beat. Biden in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him getting through the initiation hazing process called primaries and caucuses with the Democrats. They're so lefty now.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's doing it. If he would ask me, I'd stay out of it. Your time has come and gone. I'm not sure he could have done it 4 years ago, but he'd have been a lot better candidate than Clinton. Both Biden and Trump faux pas all the time. You know, and the thing that I worry about Trump, sometimes he wants to make a deal too fast, claims victory when he doesn't really have it. You know, look at example.
Well, they did
Korea.
They did a poll in Iowa, and I think what's got Biden's head turned is he was leading the way in Iowa, and he wasn't even in the contest.
Yeah, but like all things, you always poll better before you get in. Once you get in, your poll numbers drop about 10%. So he, you know, it was like that with Hillary. Hillary looked really good. And then when she finally officially announced, then she dropped about 7 or 8%.
Well, Bernie is in, and he's way ahead of the rest of them. The other people are about half what he is.
Well, I think they're getting, I think he's getting by because he's going to have some early money and he has name recognition. But I don't think a lot of Democrats are really behind him as much as what is said. They could have a really.
By the way, he's still got a bunch of money left over from his last campaign, and of course they're trying to change the tax laws on that because a lot of people take that money and they just write checks to themselves and live off it. But here comes the music. We'll have to talk about this another time, and that's campaign financing. I believe we got to change that. So Dan, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and you can tell me if you got snow or not.
I will do that, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Dan the Man. Of course, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, Ms. Rosemary DePrayer and Sister will be on the airwaves with us. I'm sure she's got a lot to say tonight. And I know she's sick and tired of all the bad weather out there in the western part of the country and the upper plains and all that. So we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.